And good afternoon and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Airline High School in Bossier City will be the third annual Big Band Concert and Clinic. And joining me this afternoon in our Knoll Foundation studios is John Howe, who's a member of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 116, and their Music Foundation, who are sponsoring this concert. John, thanks for coming in this morning.
That's a real pleasure to be here, Bill.
So let's start with, this is both a concert and a clinic. Let's start with the clinic side. Tell me about what the clinic is and what you're trying to accomplish with the clinic.
Well, we encourage high school musicians to come, and aside from hearing an incredible big band, after the concert is over, then it breaks up into various clinics with the different some of the different musicians that are playing at the show, and they get an opportunity to talk to the students about what they think are important for them, and then students get to ask them questions.
So it's a learning experience for young folks who may not be familiar with both big band, both the classic form from the 30s and 40s, and also the contemporary music that is being generated all across this country right now in this genre.
Most definitely. You know, there are a lot of folks that they think of big band, and the only thing that comes to mind are swing bands from the 30s and 40s. Well, big bands are playing all the time today with great new arrangements, jazz arrangements, all kinds of arrangements.
Well, Wynton Marsalis leads the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, which is a big band.
Absolutely.
And he is composing tremendous amounts of new music for that orchestra, as well as preserving the, you know, the quality music from the past.
No kidding. They're very, very contemporary. If you watch the Grammys, the orchestra that's playing on there, mm-hmm. that's a big band.
Well, in the old, of course, I go back to the old Doc Severinsen, Johnny Carson days, and, yeah. and he had a great big band up there that really, and I got to see him once, and he was phenomenal.
Oh, and that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. One of our headliners has actually worked with some of those late night shows, written for him and arranged for him.
Well, let's go in. I mean, you've got a tremendous orchestra of regional musicians, some great artists that are going to be working on this clinic and also performing. Can you give us a kind of a rundown of who's going to be featured?
Sure. Musicians from our area, they include Gary Meggs, who's the director of bands at the University of Arkansas in Monticello, and he's a former member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. We've got C.E. Askew, and he is also a director of jazz bands at University of Arkansas in Monticello, and he was previously with the United States Air Force Airmen of Note Big Band, which is an unbelievable
big band.
Dick Eckstein, who's a music educator and a jazz trombone player, and he leads the Texarkana Jazz Orchestra. Paul Forsyth is a saxophone and jazz educator and clinician, and he's the sax professor at Northwestern State. And we have some good friends of mine that are in there. Mark Griffith, who's a remarkable guitar player. He's recorded so much stuff in Los Angeles, played with some great bands. Jason Cofield, who's a vocalist, will be doing a clinic, and he's also a really fine saxophone and guitarist. And Siva May will be working with him in the vocalist clinic, and we've got some great local players.
Now, also, you have a very special guest, and for fans both of the Blues Brothers, but also of much other music, they'll know this name. Who's your special artist this
year? Well, our featured artist this year is Tom Bones Malone, and most people are familiar with Bones from being the trombone player in the Blues Brothers movies, but that is just a tiny portion of the stuff that he's done. He's a truly remarkable trombone player and has written, arranged, conducted, produced, and played with virtually everybody you can think of.
He's
truly amazing.
And a phenomenal artist with a resume that would just blow your socks off. So now all of these folks are going to be playing on stage, but they're also going to be working with the students. And one of the things that you're trying to do, now this concert is free to all of the students, correct?
Yes, high school and younger. There's no charge for adults. It's $10.
So parents,
and
bring your kids out.
Oh, and if you don't have kids and you want to hear a phenomenal big band, this is one of the few opportunities you'll have to hear a band of this quality in Shreveport this year.
And prices for adults are only $10, so it's very reasonable, and it's a great chance to go out and hear some great music. And one of the things that you're doing is you're trying to raise money for an award. Can you tell us about the scholarship award that you're working on?
Well, we have just started this year the Casa Costa Scholarship Award, and in actuality, the concert is not as much to raise money for that because it has separate fundraising functions during the year. But we're really, really proud of what's gotten accomplished in just our first year. And the scholarship award is open to graduating high school seniors who are going to college and graduating in music. And this year, we are proud to be able to present $400 or $500 awards to our award winners. And they're, as it turns out this year, they're all from Shreveport, and we're really, really proud of all of them. Our first year award winners are Jasmine James and Jacquetavia Demery, and they're both from Huntington High School, and Elliot Haas and Gregory Walton from Magnet High School.
Excellent.
And we're really proud of them, and we are putting together an endowment with the scholarship award so that every year the scholarship gets bigger and we are hopefully able to provide more of them.
So down the road, hopefully we'll be able to expand this this opportunity for young students who want to go on and pursue a music career in college
These
awards.
Well, most people don't realize that the Musicians Local here in Shreveport has been going nonstop for 113 years and if we go another 113 years, it's a long-term project, and we see it getting bigger every year, and it seemed like no time like the present to start a fund of this nature that eventually our hopes are that a portion of the interest from this trust fund, if you want to call it that, will really help finance a large portion of the scholarship awards that we're going to grant. And we get to help the education of those young players who I hope will be playing the music for me while I'm sitting in the wheelchair.
Exactly. I have ulterior motives about this too.
Yeah,
it's like, I want somebody who can play it when I'm old and can't do it.
There's
do
a greed factor too, and also it makes you feel so good to help somebody get to achieve their goals. And for me, I have such a special interest in music that it makes it all the more special for me.
Yeah, for me, you know, watching somebody their eyes light up when they realize there's a whole world of music they haven't discovered yet, and suddenly they get that desire to go discover it. That is just beautiful.
And that's very true. And also, our award winners, they've been working really hard for a large portion of their life in their music education, and we're really, really proud and privileged to help them get to that next step.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a little more ease and grace.
Now, helping you out with this are a lot of sponsors. Can you talk about some of the sponsors for this event?
Certainly. Our biggest sponsor is the Band House, and they are a music store here in Shreveport, and they also have a Texarkana store. Mm-hmm. And for that, you can thank Bill Causey, because he's well known around town for having his own big band, and he really started this thing off the very first year, and it went so well, and it had so many great implications for music education and for expanding this program that we decided to make it an annual event. And it's grown from the first year we had probably 50 students, and last year, our second year, we had probably 250 students.
Excellent.
And I'm expecting more than that. I understand we've got a few buses coming from high schools that are out of town.
All right.
And so every year it gets better. Every year it means more for more people. And I really couldn't be more pleased about it. I also want to mention one of our big sponsors is Conn-Selmer. They are the makers of fine musical instruments. And our headline artist is one of their featured artists, and they've also been real helpful in taking care of some of the expenses to get our headliner here. So we're real grateful to them too.
All right, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
I'd like to invite everybody to come out. If you have kids, this is a great show to bring kids to, because hey, after all, the kids getting free.
Yeah.
But if you like great music and you want to hear a phenomenal big band, I mean, these folks will pin your ears back. They're really something else.
All right. John, I want to thank you for coming in.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to folks.
All right. That was John Howell, who joined me this afternoon to talk about the third annual Big Band Concert and Clinic, which takes place tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Airline High School over in Bossier City. Special guests this year will be Tom Bones Malone, and the concert is free to all high school students and younger students. The cost for adults is $10, and proceeds will go towards a scholarship fund for future scholarships. If you'd like more information, you can contact the Band House or you can contact Red River Radio. If you or your organization would like to be featured in a Red River Radio Spotlight, you can give us a call at 800-552-8502 during normal business hours. That's 800-552-8502. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.